Okay, tonight's learning should be dedicated to Ilu Nishmas Pinchas ben Shaya. Okay, so we're holding over here on the middle of Birchas Hashiyatza. So just to recap what we discussed last week, and we need to move on, is we discussed the Shaila of whether or not Hashiyatza, if it's a Birchas Hashevach, does it have to be recited sitting and or standing? What's the proper position? And we left off, the last source that we saw was Machloikis, between Rav Moshe Feinstein and Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, whether or not they used to wear makbit to make the brach on thunder and lightning standing, or could you make it sitting? And Rav Moshe was knowing to make it standing, so we assumed, we deduced from there that Rav Moshe probably held that for all Birchas HaShevach, one should make it standing, if possible. But again, strictly speaking, just to be fair and honest, there is definitely makom to be mekel, megadim was mesupik, that you perhaps wouldn't have to stand for a Birchas HaShevach. Then we just, we rounded off the last two marmakemas on the page. I just want to go through quickly, is the Shulchan Aruch writes, kol hayoyim kishoyes etzrochel. Any time throughout the day when a person goes to the bathroom, bein katan bein gedolim, whether it's urination or a bowel movement, mevarach asher yotza. So you'll ask me, what is the chiddush of this? So b'li neder, in three sheets from now, I'll show you that there is a ra'ah on Maseches Brachos, where the ra'ah brings down a big machloikis b'shoinim, do you only make this bracha when you go gedolim or even katanim? So we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, whether you go katanim or gedolim, you make the asher yotza. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch is getting in over there. Just very quickly, the last source, number 15. Again, a lot of this we'll talk about in a few weeks at more length. Gam hanoshim tzrichim lizor levarach asher yotza. Women. I don't know why you think otherwise, but women also have to be careful with asher yotza. They should get used to learning it by heart today. Baruch Hashem, we have asher yotza charts and asher yotza pages, so it's a little easier. Ki tzrichim oid, they need it also v'nasa batikin godol. V'yesh ba'arboim v'chamesh tevis. We'll get to this at length in a few weeks. There are actually 45 words to asher yotza. The problem is, if you count our asher yotza, you will not find 45 words. And B'li Neder will have a different sheet on this where we'll discuss why in what we call, there's really three nuschais for the Asher, there's about five, but the three common nuschais for Asher Yotza is what we call nusach svard, a svard sitter, you open up a svard sitter, what you call an Ashkenaz sitter, and then what you call the Rambam, a real svard, not nusach svard. The only one of those three that you'll actually find 45 letters is in a svard sitter.
A friend of mine who's a Rebbe in the yeshiva told me today that one of the yeshivas, when the kid comes in for a paher to nesipta, they ask him, say Asher Yotza
b'chad. Wow. Now, the truth is, if the kid wants to be a real wise kid, he can say, well, which girsa? You want to give it? There's the Rambam's girsa. There's the Shulchan Aruch's girsa. That kid I would take it to yeshiva. I keep my eye on him, but I take him to yeshiva. I'd be impressed with such a kid. But Taka, not posh it. So the it's brought down already, Magen Avraham brings it down, they bring it from Kisvei Ari, that it's supposed to be 45 words. Why? Kiminyan Adam. Because the word Adam has 45 words. The problem is, most of the girsas that we have, again, go home tonight and try it at home, folks. Open a Nusach Ashkenaz Siddur. I believe in a Nusach Ashkenaz Siddur comes out to be, again, I'm confused. I have it written down. Either one is 46 or one is 43. Nusach Svar and Nusach Ashkenaz, neither of them are 45. The only way you'll get 45 is if you go with the Rambam's Girsa, which you'll find in a real Siddur Svar, not Nusach Svar. Right? If you have a, I'm sure you can find it somewhere here, a Siddur, a Dat HaMizrach, a Svar, real Svar, you'll see 45. Okay, so we'll come back to that, B'li Neder, and at a later time. Well, man, the whole bracha is about man. The problem is, if it's not 45, we'll have to see how do you get to explaining 43 or 46. B'li Neder, that we'll cover in a different week. Okay, so let's get to what I really want to start getting into now. This is Halacha L'maisa, page number 2. If you take a poll, if you even watch and look around, what do most people do when they say Asher Yotza? Usually multitasking. Multitasking, everyone's multitasking. The whole world is multitasking, right? So that's a problem. Not just for Asher Yotza, it's a problem for Chol HaTorah Kula. Take a look at number 16. It says the Shulchan Aruch, Asur la'asos melacha bo'odei mevarech. A person is not allowed to do work while he's making a bracha. Now this is a little tricky. How do you define melacha? So the non-religious Jews call melacha on Shabbos strenuous activity. That's where they hold. You're allowed to turn on a light switch. You're allowed to put your foot on the gas because that's not strenuous activity. But what is strenuous activity? The answer is that's not what malacha means. Malacha is not defined as strenuous activity, at least not for Hilcha Shabbos purposes. What is malacha defined upon for Hilcha Shabbos? So the way we say it is whenever there's an accomplishment. Right? You turn on a light switch and now there was the current or the circuit, whatever you did, you accomplished something. So what's considered malacha over here? So Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to do malacha while you're making a bracha. So what does that mean? So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, he explains what's wrong with doing malacha. Right? We live in a world of multitasking. Why can't I multitask while I'm making a bracha, says the Mishnah Berurah? It makes it look like your whole bracha is only on the go. You're not focused. You're not zoning in. It's temporary. It's derech mikre. This is a very important line in the Mishnah Berurah. Even light work. So now here's where I have a heart. What's considered light work? Let's say, for example, can you make a bracha while you're putting your keys in your pocket? I got very OCD with this now. So tashmish kal means zero, right? Can I...
drying your hands.
Right, so that's drying your hands. Let's say, how many people make a bracha for ushers while they're dropping the cup into the garbage? Is that tashmish kal?
No.
I don't know. I'll be honest with you. Huh? But this is any bracha. Right, I'm with you. I agree with you. Problem is, we'll see. Not everyone does that, but you're right. In theory, Ashiyotze should be totally focused, not walking. But again, but this is true for all brachas. So now I became like a little crazy with this now. Like, okay, so can I, take your phone? Again, forget, you shouldn't be on your phone, obviously, when you're making a bracha. Can I put it down? Can I move it? Can I take my keys? Can I put my watch on? Like, where do we draw the line of Tashmishka? So the answer might be, that's all. Don't do anything. Just make the bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, it goes without saying you shouldn't do anything that requires actual focus. The guy reads an email. Guy is, doing something that requires focus while he's making a bracha. That's definitely not allowed. Meaning, tashmish kal is lower than that. It means you don't really need mental focus for it, right? Most of us don't need mental focus to, put our keys in our pocket or to move something around, drop a cup in the garbage, and that's still asr. Which means basically everything besides for just making a bracha is going to be asr. The cost of Ataz and the Taz writes, Sheesh li Zorsh li La'ayin afil be Divrei Torah. You shouldn't even be looking in Divrei Torah b'shosh mevarach b'chaz ha-mozen. Again, we're talking about bench. This halach on Shulchan Aruch is found by benching, but the Mishnah Berurah says it's not just benching, it's any bracha. Ki ze moire al hayoyis ha-bracha b'chaz ha-mozen etzle hurak al tzad ha-mikre ve'his damein. If you're doing something else when you're benching, it basically says that benching is my side thing. I'm really doing this, and on the side, I'm benching. Ve'lav davka b'chaz ha-mozen. Who adin kisha oisik b'tfilah? If a person's davening, oy eze bracha acheres, any bracha. Again, we make a lot of brachas throughout the day. Any bracha that you make, you got to be fully focused. V'zenichla b'maymer tayrusenu. This is included in the pasuk. V'mtelchu imi b'keri. If we go with Hashem on occasion, all the klolas in Parshas Bechukai start off. If Bechukai say telechu b'keri, means if you're not going to be totally devoted, you're going to be a temporary Jew. You're Jewish when it works out for you. Mitzvah shouldn't be like, okay, if it works into my schedule, I'll do a mitzvah. I can do two things at once, so I'll do it. No, mitzvah is supposed to be my focal point, and everything else is secondary. So therefore, says the Mishnah.
How far is it? Like, for instance, if you're driving, you picked up, say, a candy bar, you make a...
Yeah, so we're going to talk about it.
Pull over.
So again, obviously we know Tfilas HaDerech is made b'yisoideh on the derech. So the question is, this is really a very, again, it's a little bit beyond the sugya, but I'm just bringing it up just for awareness purposes. Really, the Mishnah Berurah says, afilu tashmish kal. So there must be a madrega that's something that's not even that much. Again, driving, I would think, requires this boimenus. I would think driving, I hope so, right? It would require what the Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah calls, shetzarech losam libay love. You got to focus. So then you definitely shouldn't. Now, the Bir Halacha has a shayla. Would the bracha be invalidated? There's not enough copies, I think. I thought I brought enough. The question
only
is
Chilbez.
Only Chilbez, okay.
Yeah, but you have
to get Rochid Achamoroi,
in terms of dominating.
Right, so Rochid Achamoroi. Right, so sometimes it depends if you can come down or not from it.
No, so,
right. So sometimes you can't. Now, what about with the you're talking about cases of Mishnayis that talk about people riding on donkeys or workers high up on the ladder that they daven where they are. So that sometimes is because there's no choice. Now, would a bracha be invalid if a person made it while doing something else? Let's say a guy b'di'evit. He benched while he was checking all his emails. Great time to catch him. Would you say that benching is invalid? Yeah. You're not supposed to daven in a situation where it's going to shter your kavana. So the question is for a bracha, does that invalidate the bracha? So the bracha, again, if that's so, we're all in a lot of trouble, right? Says the Ber Halacha number 18, Umikol Mokoyim B'di'evet, Kishe Beirach, Kishe Yoisek Yatza, B'di'evet, which means all of our brachas, You don't want to get up to Shemayim and you have your whole package of brachas, and Hashem says, yeah, b'di'evit. It's a very depressing feeling. And you want your brachas to be l'chatchila. But again, if a person makes all these brachas while he's multitasking, they're only kasha b'di'evit. Says the be'alocha d'le'gara m'shikr. It's no different than a person makes a bracha when he's drunk, and these are all accepted merely b'di'evit. B'di'evit?
Is that okay. What the Mishnah Berurah calls?
What?
He uses the word
asar. This is the be'alocha.
Oh,
it's Be'alocha quoting, yeah. So he's saying that's kosher b'di'evit, but it's definitely not l'chatchila. Now, here's the shaila. So you're not allowed to do any action when you make a bracha. What about walking? Where does walking fit in? How many people make ashiyatza when they're walking? Most people. Because they come out of the bathroom, and they want to walk back to their office, wherever they are, so they, time is money, everyone knows that, right? So they're not going to check their emails when they make ashiyatza. They're not. Okay, good. Good for them. What about walking? Is walking considered? I have a guy in my neighborhood who likes to walk around. I see him walking to shul with a sitter. I always think he's going to walk into a wall. And I always say, shtickle, serves him right. You shouldn't be walking this over the sitter. You deserve that. You gotta focus. The streets are not for walking with a sitter. So a guy walks with a sitter, he's davening. No, is that right or wrong? So it depends what he's saying. But if he's saying brachas, a lot of people say brachas hashachas. I do this. I say brachas hashachas sometimes on my way to shul. Right, I walk, I don't drive. Driving is a shayla. You're not focused, but walking. So is that a problem? So from Zalman Orbach writes in number 19, Nirish in Isser l'salech b'sha'as habrach. There is no Isser to walk when you make a bracha. Again, this is all brachas. Baru nefashas, you know, shahakos, whatever other brachas you're making. Ulam l'chatchila in royal asus came. But it shouldn't be done l'chatchila. So obviously,
a lot of times you're on a shul and so Sma Krishma is coming.
Right.
So you stop for the pasuk.
Correct. Grisha, correct.
And then you walk.
Correct. That's correct. I've done that. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't say it on tape, but I've done that too many times. But okay, yeah, it happens. 100%.
You got
right. That's a good lawyer right there. Okay. So. So according to Shlomi Zalman, this is a big kula. According to Shlomi Zalman, Yitaka could make a bracha while on the go, which is the limud chos for all those people who say Ashiyotzer on the go.
But
he,
driving.
What?
On the go means walking, not driving.
No, driving. I think you have to have too much focus already for. Right, driving is different. Or on a bike or anything, you really need to be focused.
He's saying the opposite.
He's saying there's no Isser, but you can't do it l'chatchila. So now why? I guess it's less b'di'evid than making the bracha when you're doing a ma'aseh. The question is, what's the middle ground over here? So he explains in the footnote, the afal pisha also l'sase klal b'shas bracha v'afilu tash mishkal. Effective Shem Zalman. One second. Why is it allowed? You're not supposed to do anything. So why are you allowed to walk? Mikol makim alicha ena b'chol advarim sheniskru b'shulchan aruch. Says Shem Zalman, they didn't mention walking. Again, if you follow that yardstick, they didn't mention a lot of things. They didn't say, again, maybe that's included in Tashmish Mishkal. This is where I have this, it's unclear to me. They didn't give you clear-cut examples. Yeah, they said Malacha. So what's Malacha? I don't know. Then the Mishnah Berurah said Tashmish Mishkal. Well, what's Tashmish Mishkal? I don't know. Says in Shemizam, well, they didn't say walking. Well, maybe that's included in Tashmish Mishkal. They also didn't say you can't put your keys in your pocket. They also didn't say you can't throw out a cup into the garbage. The answer is certain things are assumed as Tashmish Mishkal. So I don't know why walking doesn't fit that criteria. But Rav Shlomi Zalman says, Mikom walking ain't a roi lahalach b'shas bracha, k'dei she'ivarech b'yishev adas. It's not right. Again, it's not the most focused you can be when you're walking. So it's a middle ground.
So we
had a whole share on that here. Many, I don't remember when, somewhere online. We had a whole share about it. Yeah, we talked about it. It's a great topic. You know, they used to say over B'Shem different gedolim and say, you know, all those guys, you ever see those guys, they show up to show, they look like they're preparing a shir klali for a ganz klal Yisrael. They have an 82 svarm. So they remember, I think one of the achronim said, if a guy is such a chashiva satira, he'd find time to learn after davening also. So after davening over, he calls all the svarm, he's got to go home. That's part of the discussion. That is a big discussion. It's a very big halachic discussion about is it permitted. It's somewhere up there in the wide world of Torah. We discussed it in other settings. But yeah, in Echnami, it might be part of the same question. If you're supposed to be answering Amei to the bracha, maybe you shouldn't be focused. So now Rav Shlomi Zalman switches over to talking about two different scenarios. Now we wash our hands twice throughout the day for two separate reasons. One is for bread, and one is for Ashayotza. So the question is drying your hands. Would drying your hands be considered a Tashmish Kal, which would then mean you shouldn't do it when you're making Ashiyotzer? So Shlomi Zalman over here is talking about by washing your hands for bread. He says, why are there so many people that they dry their hands while they're making the bracha on Altiyas Adayim? That should be wrong. We'll come back to that. Good. So, okay, good. We'll come. So he writes, Yesh Lumoitzchus. He says there might be a justification. Maybe because when it comes to washing, drying your hands, that's a chedek of the mitzvah. It's part and parcel of the mitzvah. So since you're doing part of the mitzvah, maybe it's not wrong to do it while you're making the brach. Which would then mean, what about for Asher Yotzer? Drying hands for Asher Yotzer is not really part of the mitzvah. So therefore, maybe it's different. But look at the footnote. He quotes on the bottom of it, he says, without the issue of making a bracha while drying hands, you anyway should make the bracha before you dry the hands. Why? Because the Ramah paskens in Shulchan Aruch that we know that every time you make a bracha, it's always over las yasin before you do the mitzvah, except for when you wash your hands. So when do you do when you wash your hands? So the Ramah writes, as long as you didn't dry your hands, you're still called over las yasin. Once you dried your hands, then pashtus, the mitzvah is over. Although the Ramah has a whopper of a chiddush, the Ramah says even after you dried your hands, you can still make the bracha. And the Taz doesn't understand what's he talking about. How could that be? The mitzvah's over. You finished the mitzvah. How could you make the bracha? So Shem Zalman points out there's a perk of drying your hands before. There's a perk to make the bracha before you dry your hands. Why? Because then you get oiv las yasin. And he writes, Rabbeinu Atzmoi, the Shem Zalman diktik l'nagev rak acha gemar habracha. Hitaka would make the bracha and then dry his hands.
That's
the dying for bread. What about Asher Yotzer? V'chein b'chas Asher Yotzer ditik l'oimer rak acher shegomar hanigov legamri. And for Asher Yotzer, he did the opposite. Because again, no, we're not getting into that. No, that's a different story. This pashtus is you don't. You just have to clean your hands. Again, that's a
it's hygiene.
It's a bigger sugya. But we're discussing now the bracha part. So Shlomo Zalman used to wash his hands, dry his hands, and then make the Asher Yotzer.
But there's no overlapping concept.
Exactly, that's why he did it that way. But by bread, he did it differently, because by bread he wanted to get over las yosef. But he didn't want to dry his hands while he was making the bracha, so he would wash his hands while they were wet, he'd make the bracha, and then he'd dry his hands.
Is that technically what we do? That's what I do.
That's what I do.
And
that's what the Ramah says in Shulchan Aruch.
You don't
dry your hands? Again, Shlomo Zalman has a kasha with that. If you're doing it that way, then you make a bracha while you're doing an action. That's against what we learned. Shlomo Zalman has a heta. He says, no, being that the mitzvah is the drying, it's mutter. But he himself
will. Same, Shlomo Zalman. All the time for bread, you're supposed to.
I
brach when they're wet.
That's what I do. Yeah, Shlomo Zalman did it also. That's correct. Correct. That's right. Right. That's correct. So again, that's what Shlomo Zalman did. That's I'm just doing what makes sense to me. So again,
let me ask you a question. Let's say you want to you wash here, but your desk where you're eating is down the hall. You're not near it, so you should wash your hands and while they're wet, leave them wet, and then just. What you do is...
So we spoke, we had to share on this also.
I know, yeah, I don't remember.
I don't remember either, I thought you remember.
No, I just
tell people I gave a share in it, that's the end of my... People ask me, Shalit, I said, I know I gave a share in it, what I said, I don't remember.
I'm
the
share was, but I don't remember what was in
that's a question, so that's a big question, but that's a different question. Lichat chila, you should... That was a different question, that was a question that you want to be masmech, because the Gemara says, tekef l'niti l'brach, and that was a machloikish mishayin and what that meant. Does it mean my machrein or does it mean my mishayin? We'll come back to Blineder in a different a couple sheets later. We'll talk about this, but that's the mishayin.
Wash your hands. Your office is down the hall,
right?
So you don't want to you're working amongst Goyim and I'm from people. You don't want to dry it. Leave it wet. Then dry your hands at your desk to make the bracha. Could you do that?
Once your hands are once your hands are dried already, then it's too late to make the bracha.
That's fine.
Yeah, we saw some places suggested
it's too late. You're not going to be over
last year. Right. Again, according to the Ramah, as long as your hands are still dry, are not dry, you're still getting over last year. Yeah.
This whole discussion, we just a few minutes ago, we talked about the Ben Ish Chai.
Yeah.
And we said, a little surprising, he says, why wouldn't we? Said, well, why not? And he says, Paul Pem, maybe because of the type of work they have, like they're holding a baby, they're feeding a baby, so maybe.
Could be. That could be there. For them, it's a little harder. And Echram, could be.
The
100%. Again, also a lot of the girls weren't so strong in reading Hebrew back then. So then, if they didn't read about, if they didn't know by heart, they didn't know how to read it. But today, Baruch Hashem, the girls.
Would be holding a baby as you're benching.
Perhaps, a person shouldn't hold things when they make brachas or benching. Again, all these things just disturb the kavona. So a person should try not to, if best.
Is that considered tashmish kala, holding a baby?
Again, I think it is. Yeah, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, but holding objects. Sure. These are all things that can take away your concentration. Yeah, sure.
What about an employee? So, is he supposed to delay before going back to work by waiting to dry his hands and stopping what he's doing?
What do you mean? As opposed to?
We have an idea.
Yeah, we have that.
Stand up, right.
So today already the assumption is that most employers and employees have a different relationship. But you're echnami. In the times of the Gemara, the rules were a little different for workers. But today, most people...
You cut your meal short from 15 minutes to 48 minutes.
Right. Today they give you a long lunch and they give you enough time. So this is an interesting shayla. Should you dry your hands when you're making ashiyata? So Ibsham Zalman seems like it's not lechatchila. He himself wouldn't do it. But, you know, again, maybe if I don't see a dime, you have a justification. But look over here, number 21, from the Piskei of Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. He writes the following: Mutter lenagiv hayadayim b'shosh b'varach b'echas ashiyotze. Mutter. Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld held it's mamish mutter to make ashiyotze, which is again, I think what most of Klai Yisrael does today. You go watch people; they're all saying, you know, they're saying ashiyotze while they draw their hands. Says Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, it's mutter. Why? V'omnam, he writes, Misha yedei sheichavin yoser achreniga. But if you know, you'll have better kavona. While if you do it afterwards, yamtin imabrocha. You know, don't make the bracha again. But if you think that you can have kavana better because you're not multitasking, so then dry your hands and then make the bracha. Again, we're talking about a question of a few seconds.
And there's also different time when you're doing it in the bathroom.
Right, obviously.
You can't make the bracha.
Right, obviously. Right, right. But it's not a gay. This is only really in the gay if you've been washing your hands outside the bathroom. Correct. So we're going to talk about this. There's a prima gadim who makes this point that brichas ashiyatza is almost impossible to be made right after you do it. I mean, let's say, for example, normally a birchas ha-shavach, you make the bracha immediately after you experience the shavach. This is one that's impossible, because you always have to wash your hands and get yourself to a place where you can make a bracha. Which is why we'll learn that there's a much longer period of time that you can make the bracha from when you experience the shavach. A person hears thunder and lightning, he can't make the bracha 2 hours later. For ashayotza, you could. Which is a very strange thing. As long as you don't have the urge to go again. As long as you don't have the urge to go again, which we'll get to bli neder. So this is interesting. Now take a look over here, Orchas Rabbeinu, the stipler. B'derech klal, generally speaking, Moiri v'Rebbe, the stipler, menagev es yodav, he would dry his hands, v'yoyshev, and he would sit, u'mivarech b'chas ashayotzer, and he would sit while he says ashayotzer, u'pomim, and sometimes re'isi, I saw shemivarech b'shas anigov. I saw him sometimes make the bracha while he was drying his hands. V'chem b'chas anigov, l'sudo, re'isiv mivarech b'shas anigov. So, this is a good Talmud tells us what his Rebbe, the stipler, used to do. The stipler sometimes would make the bracha while he was drying his hands. So you're not terrible if you make the bracha while you dry your hands, because you have a stipler, the base of Chaim Zonnefeld said it's a mutal chatchila, and if Shlomo Zalman was trying to be malamed tzchus. And then he writes even more, he says, in number 23, he says, Siperli, agoyim b'chaim kenevsky shlita, b'chaim kenevsky told me, Mara Nachazanish, the stipler, the Chazanish's uncle, Kishiyot, maybe it's a kisei, even not the other, when he's come out of the bathroom and wash his hands, Kama pa'omim, many times, Ra'uwa sheminagiv yodah b'shosh b'varach. He saw the Chazanish drying his hands while he made Ashiyatza. Chazanish, stipler, these are obviously very, very big gedolim, and they held that it is okay. So again, That was the argument. That's the answer. The answer is that it's considered part of it somehow. Again, by Ashiyotzer, it's a little bit of a harder sell, because by Ashiyotzer, that's not really, the bracha is the bracha. By buying the Tilsa Dine for bread, it's a better sell. Because as long as your hands are not dry, you didn't finish the mitzvah. But here, the washing is just in order to able to make you make a bracha. It's a little bit of a harder sell. Then they write over here number 24 from the Chazon Ish. Maisa ish, meyid harav again abayi shech to shlita. Sipli Rav Moshe Shvimer, shepam harishonish yigil lechazinish. His first visit to Chazinish, royas hachazinish yotzim beis hakisei. His first time he saw the Chazinish, he saw him coming out of the bathroom. Nichnas lechedro, he went into his room, v'not yodam and he washed his hands. Lavash hacholuk v'chogar avnet. He put on his shirt, and he closed his belt. Namud nepina, and he stood in the corner, ubeirach, and he made the bracha, asher yotzer, but the chela v'rachemi b'meshech zman rav. Slowly, took him a long time to make the bracha. Again, it doesn't say whether or not, it sounds like he didn't do it while he was drying his hands, but again, Chaim Kineski said, he saw sometimes by the Chazon Ish, that he would make the bracha while he was drying his hands.
So he stands, and the stipler says.
All right, so here it sounds like he stood. He stood for it. And the stipler sounded like he would sit for the bracha. Now, if you look in the Rebbe Ephraim Greenblatt also discusses this shayla. He says, "Nishalti im yochel levarach ashiyotza bezmash menagiv yodoy." Can you make ashiyotza while you're drying your hands? Yeah, the besimikov tzadi al sivkim. That's what we started off with. Number 16, mevoid the aser lasis melacha ba'idim levarach. You're not allowed to make a bracha while you're doing things. The kasev abir alacha vuadin kishayisi with mitzvah le'aser goes bedavracher. And not only when you're doing a bracha, but even when you're doing a mitzvah. If a person's doing a mitzvah, he also shouldn't be sidetracked. Ulai. So, clear Rebbe Ephraim Greenblatt ashtakalom the shayla. Why shouldn't you multitask when you're making a bracha? What's the reason? If it's because it shows a lack of respect, it shows that I'm making this temporary, not because I can't multitask in my head. Humans can multitask. We're very talented people. But it shows a lack of chashivas to the mitzvah. So he comes up with a different knage. He says, over here, why am I drying my hands? I'm drying my hands because it's part of COVID for the bracha that my hands are dry. So that's considered that you're doing the actual mitzvah. It's not like I'm doing a side thing. I'm doing the bathroom, post-bathroom experience, which is what? Wash your hands, dry your hands, etc. I'm doing all that. It's not like I'm checking an email. It's not like I'm throwing out a cup in the garbage. I'm doing all that I'm supposed to do. Therefore, he says that's not considered a other work, and it's mutter. Then he writes, that's the Chaim Zonnefeld, v'ididi, hagoyin b'chaim Kanevsky shlita. He calls him my friend. He calls him a lot. My friend, b'chaim Kanevsky. Omar Libazet told me, Kivan the Hanig of Hu Chedek Mehamitzvah, Yeshloimer the Aim Bezeganai. Chedek Mehamitzvah. So we have Chaim Kanevsky, you have a Stipler, Chazinish, you have a lot of big Gedolim that thought it was okay to dry your hands while you say Ashiyatza. But again, to me, it's a question of a few seconds. I'm not saying I'm always perfect with it, but I try to wait a few seconds when my hands are dry to make the Ashiyatza. Now it's interesting, if you look at Ben Ishchai, he gives it away. He writes, Osur lasik b'shum esik. You can't do any busyness, afilu kol duhu. Anything. Remember we talked about before, throwing out the cob, he said, kol duhu. V'yesh harbe b'nei adam, there's a lot of people, asher b'yoseh minagvin yadayim b'mitpachos, but they're drying their hands on the towel, b'varchim bracha zu. They make this bracha. Oy m'varchim kishaholchim ono v'yana. They make the bracha while they're walking. Shem is almond. He writes, it seems like they're making the bracha on a very temporary way. And automatically it will make the bracha not have kavona. We have to make sure this does not happen. This is wrong. Because of our sins, we make a lot of mistakes with this bracha. So obviously, Ben Ishchai is very clear. First of all, you can't do anything, and he also holds you can't walk. Not like Kibshon Mizalman. So this Ben Ishchai is a little bit more machmir about what we can and cannot do during.
And he also says you have to dry your hands completely.
That's right. And he also holds that drying is no good. So a couple of chumras that we take away from the Ben Ishchai. It's interesting. If you look in the Rivei Sefraim, it's almost like he changed his mind. Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt. Yeah. Right, so if you look in the Rivei Sefraim over here in the later tshuva, he almost changed his tune. He writes, "B'shas and tshuva." In the first tshuva we saw, he quoted from his friends Reb Chaim Kanevsky, Reb Chaim Zonnefeld, who all assumed that drying it is not a problem. Now in the later tshuva he writes, "B'shas and tshuva." Rivei Sefraim Chelik Alef Simin Zayin. That's the first tshuva. Kasavnu, I wrote, "Im yochel and agav yedaim b'shas also brachan yisdayim." Ukeis reisi b'sefer beis yicheskel. He says, "I came across a new sefer, the sefer beis yicheskel. I don't know what sefer that is." B'soifa amut shekasav. B'zman shemivorchim ein las. That when a person is making a bracha, he should not do even light work. Even talking to Torah, and therefore the sefer concludes. And because of this, you should not dry your hands while you're making the bracha. I don't know why this sefer was more than anyone else.
I don't know if it's the same, but my mashgiach in Shalavim, he wrote sefer Beishachaskel.
Oh yeah.
So Rav Moshe Tzuriel, he was Rav Moshe Weiss, and then he became Rav Moshe Tzuriel.
Very good.
He made Aliyah. He learned in there.
Israel. I didn't check it up.
This is
the safer he quotes over here. And it sounds like he's trying like almost like changing his tune. He said, I saw Rabbi Yisrael Chaim Zonnefeld and Chaim Kanevsky, and now like, you know, I don't know. Halacha l'mais, it's not clear. But again, personally, this is my own personal feeling, is that I think that it's a question of a few seconds.
What?
Might as well chop a rein and wait, dry the hands, and then make the ashes. Now again, if you think you'll forget, which we'll get to Blin Eder, the Poiskim are very concerned about. Forgetting Ashiyatza. It seems like it's one of the biggest fears of the Paiskim, because it probably happens a lot. We all know. But if you think you'll forget, then I would tell you to definitely do it while you're drying. But if you know that you can remember afterwards, it's probably kedai to delay already, wait a few seconds, dry your hands, throw it in the garbage, and then again, throwing it in the garbage would also be mutter. How far are we going to extend it? You're talking about, I have to throw the paper towel in the garbage. I can't, I'm going to do the, no. I don't think throwing the paper towel in the garbage is also considered part of the mitzvah. So again, I would think, dry your hands, throw the paper towel in the garbage, and then make the ashayatz. Okay, now, Not just because I needed to fill space on the paper. I found this interesting, and Belinda will talk about this more. Right, the body does many things. One of the things the body does is goes to the bathroom. It's a pretty big deal. We make a whole brach on it. But the body has other activities that are essential. Now, again, without getting too gruesome in detail, one thing we'll talk about, Belinda, in a subsequent shiur, is why don't we make a brach on a person that has matter relations? At least for a man, the body is also functioning. Right? It's also part of the functioning of the body. Why is there no bracha on that? And that's a kash achrenim have. We'll have mar mekaymus on that. But here the kash is when a person passes gas. The body's also, again, a person can get stuffed and blocked. It can be dangerous also. That's also part of the body's way of doing what it needs to do. So why doesn't that get an asher yatzah? So the achrenim talk about it. The chayodim, number 28, he writes.
Maybe the asher yatzah is deemed to include all these things.
Yeah, but again, you're not making it when you're, you know.
The course of the day, a person makes it
okay, it could be. It might be it's included on everything. So
the odor, you can't make a
that's right. You have to wait till the odor passes.
Is it in context of the usual way you go to the bathroom?
So
if you go to the bathroom,
right?
You don't have you don't have a boundary,
right? Just katanim. I'm saying nothing comes out. So then you don't make an asher yatzah.
But if you pass gas.
Oh, so the question is why? If you forget bathroom.
No, it's in the context of the bathroom.
Thing, that experience alone should. Right. So that's part of the question. That experience is doing its bodily. Again, you can argue if a person coughs and sneezes and blows his nose. Also, those are all things that have to come out of the body. Also. So if you look in the Chayodim, he talks about it. Chayodim number 28. He says, "Avol al afocha, but on gas ain't mevarich. We don't make a brach on it." As I is. Now, if you look in the Sefer Pesach Advir, so he quotes over here from a different Sefer. He writes, "V'ayim b'sefer avoidas haboyre b'shar kimas hamito shekosav sha'achan etilas adayim." After a person washes his hands in the morning, yomer ashiyotzer af im adayim leyosat tzurachov. But Linda will have a whole share on this topic. Rather, if someone asked me this shayla, Allah Almighty, wake up in the morning, you don't have the urge to go to the bathroom. You went 3 hours ago. You wake up now. You don't have to go. It never happened to me, but I'm old. Do you still have to make asher yatzah as part of Birchas HaShachar? The nafgamina would be if a person stays up a whole night, really.
You asher yatzah and get up 2 times in the middle of the night.
The answer is yes. Now, and you have a sleep and you got to do some form of kinuach on your hands, maybe not full megavasser, but a guy gets up in the morning for the start of his day and he doesn't have the urge to go to the bathroom.
Even if you mashin, you also have to make asher yatzah.
Yes, we paskin, Shulchan Aruch paskins that way, even though it's machloikis, rishonim. We paskin Shulchan Aruch, bein l'gdoil and bein l'ktana. But let's say a guy wakes up in the morning and he says, I don't have to go to the bathroom, I'm good. I went to the bathroom 3 hours ago, now I'm good to go.
Yes, so isn't that a right that you can only do it? There's no, that you could do it somewhere. Yes, 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 yes. We'll talk about it. Good, good point. So here he writes over, if a guy wakes up in the morning,
if he didn't go to the bathroom, no, maybe he still should wash asher yatzah. Now this is not, this is, we'll see this brought down in Paiskim. Maybe you actually had either some gas or a little bit came out and you didn't know about it. So what do you see from here? That's a reason to make an asher yatzah. So he writes over here, Mashakosa of the Pshita Lei, the Chayv Levarach and Shiatzar Allah Fachas Aruach. The Yeshalit Chos, he says, maybe it's not a Raya. Upshita, the Le'inyan Maisa Lahalocha Naktin and Kedivra Rava Chayodim. We pass them like the Chayodim, the Bemili, the Brochas, Kaimbalon, Shevatasa. Oh, first of all, whenever you have a Savi Brochas, you always go to Hakel. So we do not make a Brocha when a person passes gas, even though he quotes from this Sefer that has a comment that sounds like maybe you should. If you look over here in the last source, in the Kisvi Reb Henkin writes Mefurish, that after you go to the bathroom, achashitu yodov ben gedolim u ben ktanim, aval halafocha enoy mevorech. You don't make a bracha just for hafocha. So again, not every movement of the body does it necessarily require that we make a bracha. Okay, now let's get to what we need to get to tonight. So there's an unbelievable mechaber in Shulchan Aruch.
That was all the prelude.
Yeah, this was supposed to be from last week. We're behind. We got to keep moving. So there's an unbelievable mechaber in Shulchan Aruch over here. Mechaber writes the following case. Number one, says the mechaber. Hitl mayim, person goes to the bathroom. This is a great trivia question. How is it possible to make the same bracha back to back with no time in between?
Say that again?
How is it possible to make the same bracha back to back with no time in between? How do you ever have such a scenario? Come on, almost impossible. The answer is this, mechaber and Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Number one, should ask the kid in the fire. Says the mechaber, hitl mayim. Guy goes to the bathroom. The hisiach daitim il hitl mayim. Then he forgets about it. He goes out of the bathroom and he forgets that he went to the bathroom. The achakach nimlach hitl mayim hamachers. And then he goes back to the bathroom again. So now he just came out of the bathroom after round two. Says the mechaber, tzorich levarich beis pa'am im asher yatzar. He makes two asher yatzars.
That's what I asked last week about the Rosh Hashanah.
So we're talking about this.
You didn't fulfill the first bracha.
That's right. Mechaber has a murder chiddush. This is again very big chiddush. Mechaber says you didn't lose the first bracha. You have it, and you got to fix it. So make up two. Murder chiddush with mechaber.
Wow. Don't stop there.
Huh?
That's not the way you're passing.
Oh, that's what Mechaber says. Now the question is what Tzvardim do is a little bit more complicated. Also Ashkenazim is a little easier. But the Mechaber state before is two brachas.
Is he saying this was really like when the guy started using the bathroom?
No. Guy went to the bathroom, he came out. He totally forgot that he went to the bathroom like most people, absent-minded. Goes back to the bathroom again, comes out. And then he realizes, oi, this is my second time already this morning, and I didn't say Ashiyatza.
Which Ashiyatza goes on which? Davening, right?
So by davening, it's a little easier. Here, it's the same Ashiyatza.
Just then we said that, you have told the next time you feel you
have to go. I said, here the Mechaber is assuming that you had the first Ashiyatza you didn't make, and you got to make it now. Yeah. So let's see.
What happened to Safek?
Very good. So,
I can't tell you how many times that happened.
So says the Mishnah Berura, Kidematzinu Leinyan Tefila. What's the svar of this Mechaber? Again, this is a much more lomdish sugya than I want to get into. He says the logic of the Mechaber is because we find this by davening. Shem Tov, Eloi Yispal Shachris. If a person made a mistake in the daven Shachris, Yispal Men Chashtayim. He davens too. Tash woman. Says the Mishnah Berura, Avla Harbe Me'achreinim Cholkam Al Psaksim. But many Achreinim argue. You want to see the list, if you skip down to number 4, the Kaf HaChaim gives you the list. It's about, I don't know, 8 to 10 Paiskim who disagree on the Mechaber. And they hold, no. Tishani Tefila Shiba Makim Karbon V'Shayach B'Tashlum. You can tell me something by Tashlum, by a davening, by a Karbon. Masha'enki Basha Yotze Shehi Brichos Hedo Yotze Bo Hedo Achas Al Habi Pomen. One thank you goes for a bunch. You don't have to say thank you for each thing. Again, obviously, L'Chatchila, that's the way Chazal wanted. But now my one Asha Yotze will go for everything. Therefore, says the Mechab, Mishnah Berurah, Kimoi, Kimisha Achashte Pomme Vesach Daita Bedeim. Will be the same thing as if a guy washed, ate, forgot, absent minded, starts eating again. You tell me he benches twice? No, you don't bench twice.
Mechaber specifically mentioned seems initially in the morning, but we had said, would he say if I use the bathroom 2 hours later, I have to go again, I realize, oh, I forgot last time, I should make it twice?
Yeah, that's the case. Anytime, that's the case. Okay. The case in the Mechaber is the guy goes to the bathroom, comes out, forgets, absent-minded, goes back to the bathroom again, comes out. That's a million-dollar question, the Sfardimol. So us Ashkenazim, we feel some, Mishnah Berurah says, Harbe Poizkim Acholkim. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes, he says, V'yesh l'holka b'savik brachas. So we should be making savik brachas. But this last line of the Mishnah Berurah should be a bumper sticker. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ulechatchilo nochoin lizo levorech tekev ashiyatzer achat olas mayim. Best is make your ashiyatzer as soon as possible. Why? Because we all know what happens. You don't make it right away, you forget. The Shema yitztaruch oin achakach latamayim. We'll have to go to the bathroom again. Vuadin begdoilim. This is not just by your nation, also by gedoilim. We're always afraid you'll miss the ashiyatzer. And this is a theme running through the achareinim very strongly. Make your ashiyatzer as soon as possible. Get it done right away. This way you don't have any shilas later on.
So you made twice or three times?
They talk about it.
By davening, can only
that's
make,
right.
You make the next
they talk about that, 100%.
Are they saying that Mashiach is like more important than Birkas
HaMazon? No, it's certainly more important, but it's a different... So we're going to actually talk more about that in a second. We'll see next week a shilah from Rebbe Kiveger, where if a person goes to the bathroom, like he does, like he eats a Shabbos meal. Then the Shabbos Mila is a gezunt to Shabbos Mila, goes to the bathroom, comes out of the bathroom, so now he has to bench and say Ashiyotze. Which one goes first? Is there a tzad that he should bench first?
Tadr,
we'll get to Gantz Adim, but Rebbe Kiveger, a Gishmak Asugya. But just very quickly, if you look in the Kaf HaChaim, I'm skipping number 3 for the debit scene. If you want to look it on your own, it's interesting. If you take a look at number 4 in the Kaf HaChaim writes a whole list of Achroinim who disagree with the Mechaber, and he concludes that even though we Svardim live and die by the Mechaber, this one we don't. So I think, I can't pass for Svardim, but I believe even Svardim don't follow this Mechaber. They also hold you'd only make one Ashayotza for both. Now, if you take a look over at number 5, this is a very important Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'afilu im nimshach zman godol achar asiya satzrachav. Let's say you go to the bathroom at 8 o'clock in the morning, and then it's 3 hours later. You realize, I never made Ashayotza. But you don't have the urge to go again. Boom, you just remember, you didn't go to the bathroom. Says the Mishnah Berurah, chai v'vorach. You still make the Ashayotza then. Amazing. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'im loy beirich ashiyotzer atshirot salatamayim shenis. Let's say you didn't make the bracha until you realize you have to go again. So that's a prima godim de mikoidim shiyato yivorach ashiyotzer alatol abishayna. So the prima godim says, yeah, make the bracha now. Good. That's a big shiloh. Avol b'shari tshuva iskim b'shem kam achroinim de niska lacha shehischa lo itavo shuv lo yivorach. The Shari Tshuva says, no, once you have the urge to go again, you don't make the bracha anymore. But what's the chiddush of this Mishnah Berurah? The chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah is that the time clock for Birchas Asher Yotzar is very long. It could be a whole day, as long as you don't have the urge to go again. Now the kasha is, why is it like that? Again, if you hear thunder and lightning, you can't wake up 5 hours later and say, oh, Tak, I heard thunder and lightning 5 hours ago. I'm going to say bracha now. It's too late. So why is this like that? Now the
smart... because you're thanking HaKadosh Baruch for letting you do what you have to do.
Right.
And I'm thanking because I did it. How long ago I did it? That's a presumed result.
Yeah, so the thunder and lightning is not like that?
No. Because you don't... If you do, because you're going to do it
maybe
multiple times during the day.
Oh.
Whereas thunder and lightning, you only do it once within 24 hours.
Oh, yeah, that's not true. Thunder and lightning is once a storm. But...
like today, when it rains on and off, if it would have thunder, lightning.
Once a storm. As long as the same storm. One storm.
If it was sunny in between, like today, you would have made it.
If it's a one storm, whatever, yeah.
Are these symptoms of what they believe the type of bracha it is?
Maybe. That's what I'm trying to get at a little bit. Does this.
Is that true, Rep?
Well.
You're saying with thunder and lightning, if it's like in Florida, like it happened today here. It gets sunny and then it starts again. You
can that's all one storm. No, that's one storm. That's not a different storm.
If it gets sunny, then it's another storm.
I'm saying you have to know. Yeah, I don't know if that was not. Again, you have to know. I'm not a meteorologist, but so, you know, it means if it's a continuation of the same experience, even though the sun came out again. I don't know. Does that mean it's a new storm or not? I'm not sure. But the Svaradim is tricky over here. Svaradim don't go like this. Svaradim hold there's a time limit for Asher Yotzer. What is the time limit? So if you look in the Kafachayim, and these are Be'etzim Lomna Shashailas, right? Says the Kafachayim, he says from the Birki Yosef, no, Sheskimu Dechol Do'ova Yosef Mechatzi Shoh Shiyotso Lo Yivorech. Half hour. Because there has to be some clock. There's got to be somewhere where I can still connect to what I just experienced. So you guys are timing. No, I can still say 3 hours ago, I experienced going to the bathroom, and now my body's functioning. I hear that might be shot in the Mishnah Berurah. But they're saying, no, there has to be closer to the event.
Where do we get the 72 minutes?
So that we're going to see. That's where Bavadja comes up with. Bavadja uses 72 minutes. Again, the Kaf HaChaim says a half an hour.
For
Asher Yotzer, yeah, he uses 72 minutes.
Same 72 from...
It sounds like, again, 72 over there is man equal, but here we're using also 72 minutes. That's what Bavadja uses. Bavadja uses the 72-minute mark to say for Asher Yotzer.
Mr.
Burr,
sounds like...
No, Ashkenazim have a whole day. We're good. Svaradim have it harder. And this is very negeh halacha l'maisa. Being that the Svaradim have a shorter clock, they might have to sometimes make decisions about saying Asher Yotzer when us Ashkenazim will say not like that. From the Moshe, we'll see Blineda next week. Can you say Asher Yotzer during Psukah de Zimra? So I guess to that during Psukah de Zimra. Now, do you say Asher Yotzer? So there's a big machlokes apoiskim. So for us Ashkenazim, there's a shitas chayodim that says do it after davening. But for the Svaradim, depending on where they're davening, the clock is forgetting. We'll get to all that. Now, it's just interesting. I quoted this again. I'm going rather fast because I want to get moving a little bit. But if you look in the Sefer Chayim Moshe, he points out, what's Takab Shat in the Mishnah Berurah? So I told this to you earlier. He points out that the Prima Gadim says there is no way to make the Birchas HaShevach of Asher Yotzer Toich Yedei Dibur. You were never able to make the Bracha so close. And that's why there's more wiggle room. And the Bavadja writes that if more than 72 minutes elapse from your bathroom, you make the Bracha without Shemu Malchus. Which is, you know, not as geshmak as making the bracha with Shem Umalchus. Contemporary. Now, we'll just start with this, and this we'll remember for next week, is number 9, the Marshal. The Marshal clears a shayla. A guy goes and has a snack. He has a cookie, he has cakes, whatever, and he goes to the bathroom, he comes out of the bathroom, now he has two things he has to do. He has to make an Alam Michyan and Asher Yotzer. Which one goes first? So most of us would say, just from a practical standpoint, you make the Asher Yotzer first. The question is that halachically correct? Now, I would have argued, and maybe the Al-Michi should go first. Why? Because the Sibas of Al-Michi came first. I ate the cookie 3 minutes ago. I went to the bathroom now. So which Chiv came down the pike first? Al-Michi. So Marshal is going to say no. Marshal is going to say, I don't want to give away the whole answer. Marshal says no, Asher Yotzer goes first. Why? Tad v'sheinu tad v'tad v'kayim. The bracha Asher Yotzer is more frequent than the bracha that you make, a bracha achrein, and that's why it wins. So we'll have to see, first of all, is that true today? And how would that work with benching? And Belineda, then next week we'll get into the Shailov. During davening, when are you allowed to say Asher Yotzer? We'll get into that.